Hi, folks. Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course, the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, Scott Allison Real Estate. I've got Nathan Clark here with me from Guaranteed Title. We're going to give you some information on exactly what a title company does, what title policies are, general information, and what you need and what you don't need. And, of course, later in the show, we'll always talk about some of our great listings and some new things coming up. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Cohenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Got Nathan Clark with me. Nathan, how are you doing?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, your mic kind of running away from me there. Hey, really, I really do appreciate it. I know how busy you are and all the stuff you are doing, but the questions we had, in fact, it's coming up and up, and people ask the question of, what does a title company do? Let's start with, what is a title policy?
Well, Scott, the title policy is the document you get after you buy a piece of property, whether it be residential or commercial, that ensures that you're getting good title to the property that you're buying, that's free of any liens or any problems that could come up for you down the road.
So basically, it's an insurance policy that means I'm safe.
That's right. It's an insurance policy, and one of the good things about it, it's a one-time payment insurance policy.
That's the best thing.
Exactly. When you get that title insurance policy, you buy it at closing, but it's going to last for the entire length of time that you own the property. So you don't have to renew it from year to year. You buy it one time, and it covers you as long as you own the property.
Okay. Question for you. That you hear nowadays, especially a lot of the REO companies, they do a special warranty deed. Whereas you hear from back in the old days when I started, all we had was general warranty deeds is what you really saw. We're seeing more and more special warranty deeds. Does that affect the coverage of a title policy?
Not really. The title policy is still going to cover you. The special warranty deed is just a little more protection for the seller. Just guarantees that they're not liable for anything as a seller for any previous owners of the property before they took possession. But if we're getting a title policy done for you, then we're going to cover the property as far back as we can possibly go, which a lot of times it goes back to the early 1900s sometimes. We're going to check all the way back and make sure there's no problems. And if we give you the title policy, then you know you're good.
So what I'm hearing is if I'm getting a special warranty deed, I for sure want a title policy.
Absolutely.
You know, that takes care of what the special warranty deed doesn't.
Really, if you're getting a special warranty deed at a closing, then that, to me, that just makes the title policy even more important, that you've got that extra protection to go back to the time period that we're dealing with prior to when the seller owned it.
Big, that's good information. Kind of quizzing you here, I know. And we heard of an attorney's opinion instead of getting a title. So I want to save a little money. I don't want to get a title policy. I want to get his attorney's opinion. What does that do?
Well, attorney's opinion is really just an attorney's going through and looking at documents, kind of examining some of the previous documents that have been done on the property to see if he sees any problems. Still doesn't give you any insurance protection. If the attorney makes a mistake, misses something, if there's some wording in some of the documents that can have an effect on title, then you really can't come back on anybody to get any kind of financial relief. The policy isn't there to protect you in case something bad happens.
Goes back to needing a title policy.
Right. Well, and I've always said on title insurance, it's one of those things you don't need it till you need it. So a lot of times you get a title insurance policy on a piece of property and you're going to put it in a file cabinet, put it in a safety deposit box or something like that and never access it. And you know, you may never use it, but if something happens, an old lien comes up, someone knocks on your door one day saying that you're sitting in their house or something like that, that's when it's really a nice thing to have that title policy. You can go back to the title company that gave it to you, and they can help you get things straightened out.
Well, and I love the way you just said that insurance, and I think that's true with health insurance, auto insurance, life insurance. You know, if you never need it, they say, well, it was a waste of money. But when you need it, boy, do you need it.
Absolutely. And we hope you never need it. But we're doing the work when we give you that policy to make sure that you're never going to need it, because we're not going to issue the policy to you unless we feel comfortable that all of the prior documents that have been filed on the property throughout the history of the land have been correct and without problems. But again, if something does come up down the road and you need it, it's a good thing to have.
Well, and as a realtor, I for sure will recommend it to anybody and everybody on any transaction, if it's from brother to brother, for whatever. It's just what Nathan said. It is an insurance policy that takes care of you. But that's certainly not all the title company does. I mean, I know as a realtor in this town, I really appreciate the work you do, where it starts out, like you said, checking out the title from the attorneys, then goes to, let's talk about what we call escrow.
Well, what basically happens at the title company is once you've signed a contract to buy a piece of property, the realtor usually brings the contract down to us. We receipt that contract, do our title research on the property, make sure everything's good to go. And then when we get to the closing process, that's when most of our work really comes in. We gather all of the inspections, all of the payoffs, anything that needs to be collected at closing, and get that put into a closing statement form. And then all of the monies that need to be paid out, all of the bills that need to be paid, all get taken care of through our office. So basically, you come in and sign the documents, bring in the funds that are needed for closing, then we take care of everything else.
And I want to back up a little bit, because I've kind of been the old dog here, so a lot of people, Scott, can't you talk to him? Can't we get this closed tomorrow? I want you to explain to the public and to some of my own agents and some other agents in this town, it can't happen that way, because it's not, what they see is the HUD statement or the closing statement. There's way more stuff that has to happen before that can happen.
Well, there's definitely a lot of spokes in the wheel that have to come together for a closing to happen, especially nowadays. The lending laws have gotten a lot more strict over the past couple of years. There's appraisers involved. The lenders, of course, are involved if you're getting a loan to buy the property. A lot of credit check needs to be done on the lending side. Our work, including the title commitment we issue to lenders to let them know everything's okay with title, all the inspections that need to be done. There's a lot of different people involved on a closing before it can happen.
Until you get the lending docs, you can't do anything, can you?
Pretty much,
not anything. I mean, you certainly can't close it without the lending docs.
Right. When it comes down to actually closing and taking possession and everything, that's always the last thing we're waiting on is lender documents. And usually once the lender documents arrive, we can get it closed within a couple of days.
Awesome. Now, you said bring your funds and good funds. I think you used the word good funds. Why is that, and how does that work?
Well, as far as good funds, the State Board of Insurance mandates good funds for title companies to accept. Every once in a while, we'll have someone get a little upset because they want to write a personal check for a large amount of money at closing, and we can't accept it, and some people take offense to that, but it's actually a rule the state makes us follow, where if you have to bring more than $1,500 into closing, it's got to be certified funds, which usually means it needs to be a cashier's check, or we can let you wire it into our escrow account. But anything less than $1,500, a personal check's great, but if it's over that amount, it has to be certified funds.
I think we had one guy that was just being a smart aleck, and like you said, and brought cash. That's not a good thing either, folks.
No, we really don't like cash. We don't have a cash register at the title company. Most title companies don't. So, every once in a while, if you don't have a bank account, when we can accept cash in small denominations. But a lot of times when it's a large amount of money, we're going to ask you to go to a bank and find someone who will turn that cash into a cashier's check.
Well, and like you said, too, you can call your bank, especially our local banks here, and say, hey, can you wire some money to the title company for me? Boom, it's taken care of.
Right. Yeah, we've got wiring instructions we could give you, prior to closing, so you can get it to your bank and they can get you taken care of.
And a little trivia, and I want you to see if this is true, because this is what I was told, is way back when they said the good funds have to be excess of $1,500 has to be in good funds, which means cash or check or wiring instructions. It wasn't because of the people; it was because of some of the banks.
That's true.
Back when all the banks were getting the actual check from the bank was not good, because even though that person had money in there, the bank was going down.
Right.
So don't take that personal. It has nothing to do with you. It actually had to do with the institutions, which obviously those aren't here anymore. Thank goodness. You know, we have good, strong banks here now.
Well, and title companies, just like every other business, get audited. In our case, the State Board of Insurance audits title companies. So they're looking for that type of thing when they go through our files, when they come visit us once a year. And they're going to want to see certified funds, and we have to make copies of those to prove we've accepted it. And if we don't, then we're going to get in trouble. So basically just us following the rules on that.
And you are audited heavily, so you have to follow the rules. Well, you're dealing with how many millions and millions of dollars of other people's money.
Exactly.
So, and that's probably, that's a great thing they do that.
Right.
Keep everybody good. And I know you do a great job of keeping it all together.
Well, in the end, everyone just needs to remember it's for everyone involved. It's for their protection. Because if you're a seller and you're selling property, you want to know that the money that you're going to get from the closing, that check that you get, you're going to want to make sure it cashes and clears the bank. So that's just more insurance for a seller that all the funds that come into the title company are good funds. That way you know the check you're getting is going to clear.
Let's talk a little bit, I know confusing for a lot of people, on the closing statement. You'll hear me refer to it as a HUD statement a lot, but the closing statement is one and the same. And why does it start backwards? Can you kind of explain how a closing statement works and why we move the title policy to the front of the closing statement?
Well, a couple of years ago, before some changes took place, most closing statements used to be about 2 pages. And in an effort to make them easier to understand, closing statements are now anywhere from 3 to 5 pages. So, and, you know, they are designed a little bit backwards, in my opinion. So whenever we sit down with someone at the closing table, we usually start at the back and go towards the front, because most of the costs associated with a closing are going to appear on the second page, and then we move those costs to the front to just kind of put it all together. So it actually works easier to go backwards on that.
Okay. Why did they miss with the title policy where it's on the closing statement?
Well, you're getting into some government involvement on that with RESPA. A title policy is an expense that is built into a good faith estimate that a buyer is going to get when they go apply for a loan. So they came back and said that title policy needs to be a buyer charge. But as most of you know who bought a house, it's customary for the seller to provide the title insurance at closing. So on most closing statements nowadays, especially if you're getting a loan, you'll see that title policy charged to the buyer on page 2. But if the seller has agreed to pay for it through the sales contract, we credit it back to you on page 1.
So he basically the buyer buys it and the seller reimburses him?
Absolutely. That's correct.
That makes total sense. Nathan, I learned something. I wasn't sure why they did that. So I guess it's kind of like our homeowner warranties. It's the same thing where basically it gets reimbursed is how it's stated in our contracts now.
Correct.
So it's the same thing. Good information. And I got Brandon back here listening, but good stuff. We've got the title policy, we've got the closing. Any other information or thing you think that would be pertinent for the home buyer or home seller to know?
Only thing I would mention to you today is we're getting in that time of year that we're collecting property taxes at closing. So would like to remind everybody, if you've bought a house this year, anytime after January 1, you need to check with the local appraisal district office and make sure if you're going to be living in the house that you've bought that you've filed your homestead exemption on your property taxes. That way the taxes won't go up on you next year. You have to be living in the house as of January 1 to qualify for the homestead exemption. So anytime after January 1, get that homestead filed so your taxes won't go up on you.
And a lot of the homestead exemption went away with the school, but there's still some there, and it's still certainly worth it.
Still around 5%, and you know, it's on some houses, depending on how expensive the house was, that can still make a big difference in your taxes.
Absolutely. Let's talk one thing that you brought up, and before I let you go here, you prorate the taxes. Now, if it's before October 1st, we prorate the taxes, so basically you're going to – help me with this. The seller is going to basically give a credit back to the buyer.
Right. Yeah. Anytime before October 1, before the tax bills actually come out, we obviously can't pay those through closing because there isn't a bill to pay yet. So we give a credit from the seller to the buyer for the portion of the year the seller owned the house, and then it's the buyer's responsibility to pay the taxes once the bill comes out.
And the reason I wanted to bring that up to time and time again, several times over the past years, the buyer will call and say, hey, whoa, I'm having to pay the tax for the whole year. Because he forgot he got credited for whatever was closed in, you know, the middle of the year, 6 months taxes, whatever it is. But then after October 1st, you flip that.
Right. After October, somewhere between October 1 and October 15, when the appraisal district actually issues the tax bills, once we have access to the actual tax statement, we can collect the taxes and get them paid through the closing so the buyer doesn't have to worry about paying the taxes until the next year.
Nathan, this is some wonderful information. I promise you, I think this will help some people, and I sure appreciate you taking your time to be here. I learned something today, too. So,
well, great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we'll have you again. Thanks for being a sponsor. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks.
We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but this is, you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the third floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional, and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
Hi folks, Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9.
Welcome back, folks. Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I got Brandon with me, and before we let Nathan Poore get out of here, you got a question for him.
I did. I was listening in just now on, y'all discussing stuff about title, and you mentioned something about the homestead exemption, and just last night I was talking to my grandma about the taxes on, you know, her house and, you know, how stuff's, I guess, frozen at a certain age, and she said that their homestead exemption went away a while back, and she wasn't sure if they were able to get something like that back or not. You mind kind of explaining a little bit, you know, in more detail on that?
Well, I think the main thing that I would tell her is that in the state of Texas, you're allowed one homestead exemption on one property that you own in the state. So for most people that only own one house, they're going to have the homestead exemption on that one property. If they own more than one piece of property in the state, they'll have to pick which property they actually choose to have their homestead exemption on.
And it doesn't matter on how long you've lived there or how long you've actually owned the property?
No, it doesn't. And you know, you mentioned the over 65 exemption. That's a huge break for senior citizens on their taxes. So what we normally see is most people are going to have their homestead exemption and their over 65 exemption on the same piece of property.
Okay.
And but that's, you brought up a great point, because there are some people out there that are over 65 that do not know about that exemption.
Yeah, she thought it just went away and it wasn't, you know, possible to have it again. So
yeah, it's one of the great things about getting older, is because once you turn 65, you can have your property taxes frozen, and it makes a huge impact on the bill that you pay every year. It helps you out a lot.
Then you add in the homestead thing, and that helps out even more.
That's
right?
That's another 5% on top, yeah, of the over, okay, 65. So yeah, it's a great thing. You need to make sure if you're that age or older, that you go down to the appraisal district and get that filed to help yourself out.
Thank you, Nathan. Now you can get back to work, and we'll leave you alone. But, hey, that was a good question, Brandon. But, you know, you understand the freeze, what he's talking about?
I do.
Okay, cause, folks, just let me just talk about it just for a second. It's real important, especially we're talking, when I had Debbie on here, we're talking about the lake. Because there's a lot of senior citizens that live out there, and they're worried about the values going up so much. This is how important it is to lock your taxes in at the 65. Because if you go ahead and lock them in, that means when you turn 66, 67, 82, 92, 102, your taxes still stay at what they were at 65.
Do you know if that's, I mean, here's a young professional trying to learn the business here, but is that something that you would go to a title company to do for you, or do you have to do it to the appraisal district or the tax office?
You can go straight to the appraisal district and take care of it. That's real easy to handle, and just show them proof of your age and that you actually own the property. And actually, we're real fortunate here because we have some really good people that work down at the tax appraisal district, and they'll help you with that. They'll walk you through it.
Would that be the same thing with that homestead exemption as well?
Yes, same thing. You take your documentation that shows that you actually own the property, you know, and the different things, and now you're living there, and they'll make you sign a deal. But they're very helpful, and they'll walk you through that process.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Hey, let's talk about some of our listings. We just walked through some on home tour. Pretty good stuff. And Cynthia did a good job, didn't
Cynthia's
she?
Cynthia's on fire right now, too.
I'll tell you. And I'll bet you right now, my usual bet, the quarter, that both hers will sell this week.
Yeah, that TCU was...
Those hardwood floors.
Yeah. It's got a really cool rounded patio, covered patio in the backyard, too.
Deal. But that's still... But for $119 even. Less than $120,000 for that TCU house.
Yeah, and it had the older hardwood floors in it, which are
the
really...
the real McCoys, I call
the
them.
The real hardwood floors.
And immaculate. The kitchen had a Gen Air range in it. Folks, nice house. Then the one on Millbrook, nice house.
Oh, yeah, that one had another big backyard as well.
Huge backyard. Freeman Pickett Plant, if y'all know that. It's a typical, Freeman's noted back. He didn't build anymore, but one of our better builders in San Angelo. But he was one of those guys that could take a floor plan and get every usable inch out of that house to be its best usable.
There was a cool little workshop in the garage there. You know, it was a two-car garage, and there's a little area to keep your lawnmowers and all the junk that piles up in garages. Mm-hmm. But you can also leave an area for your car to pull in, but you walk around the corner, and there's a workshop built right there in the garage. So that was a huge plus when I always look at it as if I'm going to be living there, you know.
But you know what? You can't help but do that.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. Every house you walk in, you go, now, how would this work? How would this layout work? Good layout.
Huge living room, too.
The one I still can't get out of my head is Yancey's over there on Avenue L.
Oh, the Lincoln log cabin?
Yeah. I still think that's just it's like a little toy house.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And you talk about a backyard with that big high fence, all 8-inch tile block.
Yeah, all block back fence. Very you got privacy there. And you got the hot tub spot, too, that little screened-in porch.
You know what I want to do? I want to take a little break in between talking about some of these houses and let you look at some more, but I want to talk about some of our rentals. We actually have some rentals now, and, you know, usually by the time we get it for rent, it'd rent the next day. And so we actually have some available. Now there's several people out there that, you know, are short-term here, don't want to own a house or, you know, whatever the reason, they have a reason. I'm going to talk about some of those. We've got one at 1233 Tres Rios, three-bedroom, two-bath, $1,000 deposit, you know, nice little house, rents for $1,200 a month. 2501 Avenue L, another one right down from the one Yancey listed. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath. It rents for $900. And folks, to get something for $900 rent nowadays in San Angelo is tough to do. Especially, this one's right across from ASU. Perfect little deal. Got a little place out at the lake. 2030 Cattail. It's just a little fish. It's a one bedroom, one bath. Rents for $550 a month. So, but you're right there on the lake. You have access to a boat ramp, boat deal, the whole thing for $550. We got a townhouse at 3120 Sunset. Three bedroom, two bath, two car garage. Rents for $1,400 a month. And this one on Dean, I think it's already rented, but I'm going to tell you about it because it rents for $1,500 a month. Three bedroom, two and a half bath, huge. Big house, RV parking, two stories, multifamily, balcony, the whole thing. So we do have some rentals. If you want the easiest way is to go to our website, go to sallison.com, and it'll have a list because they update it, if not every day, every other day, what's rented and what's available, if you can see it. You can call Claire Drain, and I'm going to give you her number, 763-3404, or you can call the office, 949-5575, and they'll be happy to help you. Peggy answers the phone there for us. She's awesome. We have wonderful, wonderful staff. So there's some of our rentals for you to kind of give you an update there. Brandon, what do you think? What do you see in there that you like? You said for you, what would you pick? What's some of the hottest listings you can see in front of you now?
I'm a real big fixer-upper kind of guy.
You are a fixer-upper kind of guy. You know why? Because you're talented. You can fix it up.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know, being from Ballinger, it really, you know, a lot of the properties, you know, we buy
Bearcats.
Go Bearcats next year. What about the Bobcats?
Yeah, I got to plug that in.
I'm getting sidetracked here, but
you did. But yeah, we can't help it. You know what? Central Bobcats, y'all had a great football season. Y'all had a great team. Y'all did a great job. I got to, you know, brag on my nephew, especially.
Cinco.
Eli Howard, he just got first team all district defensive end. And for a school that size, I think that's a super honor. And he's a good young man. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, he's definitely a Hoss.
Yeah.
I was watching some highlight films. I'm like, that's your cousin?
Yeah.
To Fallon.
Yeah. His size 15 foot, you know. Uh-huh. He's a big boy. So congratulations, Cinco. Now let's get back to our houses.
Back to the fixer upper thing, my mentality here. I've always been a, you know, do it yourself guy. And for people out there that are wanting a property like that, there's one, it's 620 Colwell. It's definitely as-is property, but there's a couple little...
But look at the price. It'd have to be as-is.
Yeah, $18,000. But on this lot, there's a house and also a little duplex on the back of that property. And it's a nice little half-acre lot there, but it's one of those ones that I have had my eye on for a while to... Well, that might be something that I'd be interested in.
Well, you know, to put that in perspective, as we were just talking about getting new trucks, do you realize you can't, if you doubled the price of that house, you still barely can't get a new truck.
I think Debbie has this one, right?
She does, Debbie Wilson.
I've been seeing a lot of lots, and that's been coming to mind because people looking for houses and looking for something that they can, something that they like. There's a lot of you know, I guess you'd call, would you call them vacant lots, something that didn't have a building on or anything?
Yes, absolutely.
And there's some stuff that's, you know, reasonable as well. Right, there's one right behind the office there at 825 Avenue X. It's $6,500, and it's a, you know, it's 0.16 acres. It's a lot big enough to build on, definitely. But that's another one that's affordable in my price range.
Well, and you look, we've got several lots. Bentwood's opening up a new development and some beautiful lots they have going out there.
What's going on at Bentwood?
They opened up where you can go exit, you can access it off Overhill,
okay,
which is off Beatty, but they're also cutting back into the back part of Beatty, too. They're doing that. And then there's some stuff off 306, which is looking good. Bentwood's a wonderful development. I like the staff out there at the club and everything else. They do a great job. Corley and Jimmy and Kevin Collins, I mean, good people out there. It's a good neighborhood, a good place to live, and they're doing a good job, and they're doing a good plan development, which is making it real nice. We've also got some stuff out by Lamar. They're doing a good job out there with some beautiful scenic views out there. So if you want a lot right now, of course, I'm partial Champion Circle, you know, and we've got those, which are zero lot lines. Mitchell's got one going up.
What I like about Champions, you know, driving through the day with you, all the houses are very nice houses, but it's not the cookie cutter press stamped, you know, thing that you see in a lot of big cities now. It's each house is its own thing, but they're all very, I mean, they're all unique, but they're all classy looking. They all kind of fit each other.
In fact, you know, you said that, and people ask this question. The reason is because of deed restrictions. You know, especially getting rulers, nobody's going to tell me I can't do this or I can't do that. Well, you probably have good taste, but what if your neighbor doesn't and he wants to hang a motor from his limb of his tree and park his 5 boats and 6 cars with no motors? And that's why you have deed restrictions and why you have...
That's why I got some property out in the country. That's all.
We're not making tea. In Champions, we have deed restrictions where you have the roof lines, the brick, the different things that makes it look good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We're talking and talking and talking. We're getting close. Okay, you got 2 more houses you can pick, Brandon.
I'm just flipping through here, and I'm seeing a lot of under contract, you know, so it's kind of hard. It's stuff that hadn't been, you know, on the market that long, and it's already under contract. But there's a house here on 505 West Avenue T. The list price is $112, and it was built in 59, but it's one of those houses that is definitely a good one. Big living room, 10x14 living room, master bedrooms, 10x10. It's a great house to, you know, get your life kicked off in, and one that will maintain, definitely.
You know what I do? I want to finish up a little bit more on the one Mitchell's doing. And I'll tell you, as you know, I've lived in a bunch of houses over the years.
A couple, huh?
Yeah, more.
How many times do you think you've moved?
I don't even want to guess. More than I want to. Hey, when you're younger, at your age, you can do it. When you get older, it's harder. But the floor plan that we did on this one, which I actually have too, is probably one of the best floor plans I've ever been in. And the reason I'm joking myself about the moving, that's a whole lot of floor plans. But the layout, the functional, everything is so good. And we took that plan and he just made it better. But if you drive through a Champion Circle, you'll see it. There's actually 5 houses going up out there right now. And you can walk through them and look at them. The cool thing about getting one at this stage is you can still pick your tile, your carpet, your color, stuff like that, which you can always do that later. It just costs more money. But, you know, it's worth the take a look at it.
Yeah, there's one house I keep going back to is that new build on Woodlawn, that 2122 we talked about last week.
For how much is it? It's cheap.
$134, I think, $135.
For a brand new house?
Yeah, brand spanking new, and I live in that area, and it's
a nice area, park.
Yeah, you got that park right in front of you. There's that disc golf place right up front. You know, it's definitely a happy little spot. I see people walking the neighborhood with their dogs and kids and stuff, and I feel at home there, personally.
Good job. Hey, Brandon, thanks for helping me again. And Nathan did a great job.
Yeah.
Some good information.
I learned a lot about title.
And he's a good one, and he works hard. He does a good job. Folks, we appreciate you listening in. We'll catch you next Sunday. Have a great day.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
Hi, this is Valerie with Premier Nationwide Lending. We're located at 502 South Coenheim on the 3rd floor. We offer FHA, VA, conventional and all your financing needs for houses, land, interim construction, about anything that you could want. Full staffed, and we'll help you with anything you need. Thanks. Come see us.
659-4949.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but this is, you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi folks, Scott Allison here with Scott Allison Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9.